radio. Navy Blues, we're the team that never lets you down. We're the only team old Carlton knows. With all the champions they like to send us, we'll keep our end up, and they will know that they've been playing against the famous old Dark Blues.
Good morning and welcome to another season of Breakfast with the Blues on 91.3 Sport FM. This show is brought to you by the official WA Network supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, the WA Blues. Your host today are myself, Chris Brownie, joined by Craig Bradford and Mel Hall. Welcome back, panel, for our fourth year of Breakfast with the Blues and show number 81. How are we all this morning? Up and about with only five more sleeps before the big game.
Oh, can't wait. It's great to be back.
Who's pumped? I'm super pumped.
Sorry, just before I get you, Craig, to run through and let the listeners know what we've got on the show today, I first have to say happy 40th birthday, Mel, for last Thursday.
Happy birthday to you.
It was only my 21st, guys.
Come on, 40th. Jeez, you don't look a date. No, well done. Happy birthday to you, Mel.
Thank you, guys.
And I'm sure there'll be a few drinks had very soon.
Looking forward to tonight's celebration.
Yes.
So, Craig, what do we have on the show this morning?
Okay, we look at all Blues and AFL news, preview the upcoming game against the Tigers, and look back on pre-season and new additions to the team. Special guest interview today, which I'm really looking forward to, is the new president of the Carlton Football Club, Luke Sayers. We cross live to the hyphen, David Rees-Jones, for the much-anticipated shirt front. Provide information on WA Blues events and anything else in football we can squeeze into the hour. And Mel, we couldn't do this show without our loyal sponsors.
No, we couldn't. And we would like to thank our WA Blues major sponsor, Hyundai WA, Platinum sponsors, Allmark and Associates, Master Picture Framers from Cannington. You know what? I also picked up my signed Sam Doherty yesterday from them. They were amazing.
Well done.
Tech Tiger, Barbaro Butchers and ICU Finance.
Carlton from Carlton. Okay, while you're hot, Craig, let's just go straight into some Blues news.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It's been a fairly big off-season for the Blue Baggers, but I think the most important thing was the signing of Sam Walsh for another 4 years.
Yes.
I think that was probably pretty good.
Pretty good.
Actually, I was pretty pumped. So some of the changes, well, I think one happened before the season finished, but pretty much over the off-season, is Luke Sayers, the new president of the Carlton Footy Club. For me, another good get was getting Brian Cook as the new CEO from Geelong. I think he brings a fair bit of... I think he would change the culture and so forth of the club. New coach, as we know, Michael Voss, who I think's been doing a pretty awesome job so far. We've welcomed in new assistant coaches, Ashley Hansen, Tim Clark. We've kept Luke Power, Danny O'Keefe.
Really impressed with Hansen so far.
Yeah, one for me getting back, and I think he spoke very well. He's a Carlton boy, is Aaron Hamill.
Yeah.
And from all reports that what I'm hearing is my son caught up with Danny O'Keefe back in Warrnambool, and by all reports, different culture, a lot more team stuff, and he said just the feel around the place is a general buzz. So I think that's all been a big tick so far. Unfortunately, we've got a few injuries as well.
Is it 11 or something?
It's narrowed it down because they've squeezed a few off that list, which will hopefully play next week.
We can never start a season without an injury list just like this.
Yeah. Well, the worst one is Sam Walsh with the syndesmosis, but by all reports, he's trying to prove that he's fit for round one.
No rush him.
Not going to happen.
Lloyd came out during the week and said, definitely won't play round one.
No.
But guys, do you know what?
What they're saying is he'll definitely miss probably the first 3 weeks, which I think they've got to take that approach with him because it can't afford him going back and getting worse.
I was going to flip into my pre-season, but I'll wait until you're done. But we played so well against Melbourne without Walshy.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have Walshy, we didn't have Curnow. Guys, we're looking all right.
We're looking all right.
It's only a practice match, Mel.
Yes. And speaking of Charlie, he was actually rested. He actually had a bit of a knock and they just didn't want to obviously
take the risk with him,
which
why would you risk? I wouldn't risk. I've seen
clips of him running around during the weekend. I can't wait for him to get out there. Jacob Wiedering also missed the game against Melbourne just with general soreness. Again, that was just
I was surprised he wasn't out there, to be honest.
They said it was just general soreness. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Brody Kemp missed with a calf, but they're saying he should be available for round one. Now, this guy here, I can't pronounce his last name, but I know his first name is Dominic Akui. He's got groin soreness, expected to be available round one. Cunners with his knee is currently in a running rehab program. The aim with him is probably the second half of the season. Josh Honey underwent knee surgery, rehab going well, expected to be back basically in about 6 weeks' time.
Jeez, I'm disappointed in that one.
He was looking good last year, wasn't he? Good signs also, Jacob Wiedering, he's back into full skill training. He's done a lot of running. He looks really good as well. Caleb Marchbank. Who did I say?
You said Jacob Wiedering.
I'm getting a little bit excited. Yeah. First game back, first week back, the Blues. But, Caleb Marchbank, going very well. They expect him to probably play maybe some sort of footy round five or round eight. So that's good signs. Liam Stocker had surgery before Christmas. They're possibly looking round two to three for him.
Another disappointing, isn't it?
Syndesmosis. Yeah. On some really good news with the injury front, it was great to see Sam Doherty back. Undergoing chemo last year just shows the determination, the professionalism this guy has got to get back where he is now and really pressing for a game in round one.
Oh, he played amazing in the VFL. Oh,
38 touches.
That's what I was just going to say.
So it just goes to show what sort of a guy he is. But all fingers crossed, hope goes well for him. The redevelopment Icon Park's progressing really well. It looks really good. Memberships cruising, probably. I think it's the last time I had a look, it was a bit over 70,000, so yeah. It could have grown since then.
Yep. I think the club is trying to aim for 85 this year.
Yeah, they should. Oh, look, if we would get a win round one, it could escalate quickly.
It could go off.
Guys, I do it every year.
Calm down. Yeah. It's only a practice match. Calm down.
Looking at our form and looking at the practice matches we've had, I think we can do Richmond. I
reckon we will too, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Ed Curnow received his life membership, which is good. And on a final note, congratulations to Cripper and Mond on getting engaged. Hopefully in a couple of years we might see a couple of game changers or a couple of little blue baggers running around, a couple of little Crippers. Be awesome.
Congratulations to them
both. Yeah, so well done to them both.
So, well done, Craig. That's not bad. You did well. You didn't slip up. Yes, you did, Jacob Wiedering. Yes, you did. That was good. I thought we'd get through
show back, though. They didn't make one mistake. It's pretty good.
The best thing is, he's got new teeth. It's good to see.
I'll be practicing my English over
the
break.
Good, that John and Betty book helped. That's great.
You've been studying all holidays, haven't you?
I have. I've been working hard.
Off-season.
Okay, thanks for that, mate. All right, so Mel. Pre-season, new additions, everything Carlton. What have we got?
Okay, well, I'm going to start with the new recruits that we have got this year. We have, as Craig mentioned just before, Dominic Akui.
Well done.
And one person I would like to say, in your face, Madison, that's my daughter, to Adam Chera. That was her favourite.
Madison, everybody looks better in navy blue.
He looks amazing. Mm. His form, him and Cripper, their chemistry, their dynamic.
You're missing one, though.
George Hewitt.
I haven't got there yet.
Just helping you out.
Let me just focus on Chera first. I'm so excited. He has brought some depth. I'm really pumped to see what he's going to bring.
Bit of class, too.
Bit of class, absolutely.
Real class.
And George Hewitt, how good has he been just in the first couple of games? He's for scratch matches, he's been awesome.
He was all. I still can't believe Sydney let him go.
I can't either.
My good mate Andy is one-eyed Sydney Swans, who is now a Carlton member.
He is too.
But he actually said that Hewitt was a big loss for them.
Yeah.
Real big loss.
Yeah. But do you know who I'm really excited about? Motlop. like Jesse Motlop.
He looks I think bit of Eddie Betts about him.
That's what I was just going to say. Yep. He's got that little bit of chemistry. Like, he's got that charisma. He's got that little, like, you know, when we had Yaron and
the three amigos,
he's going to bring something. And I feel that this young Jesse is going to be amazing. So that's the new recruits.
I'll tell you a story about the three amigos one day, about this big thing. No, it's okay.
That you've got at your house.
Yeah. That's another story.
Which your wife said you cannot bring
That's
over.
That's another
here.
Story.
The last one is Lewis Young. I haven't touched
I think
on
he'd
him.
Be, look, again, I think he will be a really good football player. Mm. I'm not sure if he's, he will end up back or forward at the moment that he's down back. He's very clean. Yeah. I mean, yeah. and when he was with the Doggies, he also pitched in the ruck as well at times.
Yeah, he's so been very forward, back, ruck, everything. So.
Very versatile, which is what you need in your team, which is good. So I think he'll be a really good acquisition for us, Lewis Young.
Yep.
Not sure if he'll get a game round one, but I just think he'll be good.
Don't you guys love that we are in the our practice matches? And I know you only say they're only scratch matches, whatever. We have got so many players still out with injuries, and we're going to be able to go, oh my gosh, if we get everyone back in, if we get Kerno, we get Walshy, you know.
I think the more exciting thing is forget about the result of the practice match or anything like that.
Let's not forget about the result.
It's the system that had changed.
Yeah.
It was the team defence that you saw. It wasn't those one-on-ones that we refer to, and it's the pressure that we need to have from our mids that we didn't have. And the forwards, again, I'll say, last year, we didn't have it. And that's where teams scored on us really quick last year. Whereas, again, it's only early, but you saw that change in the mindset of what they're trying to bring for that new game plan.
You could actually see when we actually lost it that they had a defensive backup. Whereas last year, teams took it off us as we were going forward, bang, and then once we lost it, there was nothing back.
Because we didn't defend. Our forwards and midfields did not defend last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you know, you've just got to look at the results. You've got to look at Patrick Cripps, 141 top scorer, like, score opportunities. Like, he's the highest in the Amy series at the moment.
And looks fit and ready to go, Cripper.
But can you?
Oh, Cripper looks awesome, doesn't he?
Doesn't he? But he looks so much better when he's got the support, and he's got
like anybody.
It's just like, you know, we've got Chera, we've got people working with him through the centre.
You missed one. You probably got him on the list, but what about Matty Kennedy?
Yeah, he's on my list. Of a noting.
Jeez, he looks like he could just take that next step that potentially had. He could just go bang now.
And you look at the game that he played against Melbourne, who supposedly have one of the best midfields.
We're taking on the premiers.
He dominated. Like, him and Cripper and Chera dominated those centre bounces and clearances. And it makes you wonder why he didn't play more footy last year.
You know who else deserves a mention? Williams.
Yeah, played well.
Yeah.
Zach Williams played really well.
And one that I was impressed with up forward was young Durden.
You said the next one I've highlighted here, Craig.
He spent a lot of time with Eddie Betts last year. And you can just see that he hasn't got that flair that Eddie's got, but he just knows where to be and when to be there. And I think he's one to look forward in the future. I think this kid could be all right.
Yeah, me too. And I'm also really excited to see Young'uns O'Brien, Owies. They were playing pretty well as well.
Went all right, O'Brien. Your favourite, Craig, bite your tongue. I know, I thought he went quite well. He's still got bits to improve on.
He has.
But he needs confidence, mate. You don't go an early draft pick if you've got no skill.
It's probably game time too, and that's something that he hasn't had enough of.
Yeah, well, last year, the last few years, 1 week and you're out for eight.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't build consistency and be confident. And
has anyone heard an update on Durden's injury?
Play round one.
Yeah, it was a knock to the calf.
Nothing serious?
Yeah, no. Okay. Not even on our injury list.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
What else we got, Matt?
Oh, I also wanted to say how amazing Docs was in the VFL.
Yep.
And, you know, we all saw it. We, you know. What are you saying, Craig?
Nothing.
Doherty was incredible. And just to see him, he was just in form, healthy, fit after treatment, like, I can't even put into words how, you know, I've just got my signed Sam Doherty Guernsey on the wall, but what a man. Like, he's gone through hell and back, and his fitness is just, you'd look at him and you wouldn't even know what he's been through.
No. Well,
you know?
You've seen him running, like, I had, they showed clips of him running around in the VFL, and you thought, there's no way,
He's gone through chemo in October, November. Yep.
And but as I said, it just shows the sort. You just hear the other players, the coaches, the respect that they have for this guy, and they say that he's just a professional guy.
Like, well, mate, what everyone did for him when he actually was going through chemo, with the shaving of the head, raising the money. Like, it wasn't one or two. It was
the whole team.
It was the whole club.
We haven't even covered that. We have, like, we were off, it was off season, obviously, while we were, when that was happening, but that was a phenomenal, when everyone shaved for Docs, and the whole social media went
berserk,
crazy.
Well, they raised hundreds and hundreds of thousands.
No, that, it was over 570,000.
Well, I shave my head for Doc.
You shave it every day.
So I'm going to just touch on one thing, and I've got to select what I'm touching on because we're running out of time. Yeah. But it's the Danny Frawley Foundation and the new centre that's been set up for the wellness and headspace that they've set up over there in Melbourne. And it was a beautiful, touching moment when his family actually opened the new centre. And I think it's really important. You guys know that I'm massive on mental health with, you know, everything with our players and especially with Danny. So that was just a beautiful moment. That only opened last week. Yeah. So I think that's really important that we should respect that. And shout out to Danny.
Yeah, and probably not Carlton related, but the passing of the great Shane Warne, I think, should be how devastating that was. You know, a guy of 52, massive heart attack.
Just goes to show.
Mate, how fit we are.
Regular checks.
How fit we are, us. Yeah, we live longer than Warney.
on that note, like this, you guys, look, I'm AFLW. Yep. You know, I'm a massive AFLW fan. But something that went on over the last couple of weeks is absolutely vile. Was the online trolling of Sarah Perkins and the body slamming. And I'm only saying that because you brought Warney up. And he went through the same stuff. You know, he went through the same crap of being, you know, his weight.
Body shaming.
Body shaming. And then you've got people like Kane Corns who comes out and says that, you know, it's okay and we should be able to question the fitness of our players and everything like that. It's not okay. You do not get to body shame anyone.
No.
Male, female, whatever. It's just not okay.
No. Very ordinary effort, I thought.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Anyway, and our girls play
today.
This arvo.
They do.
Hopefully not last game of the year. They'll beat Melbourne by about 20 goals and they'll go into the eight. Am I dreaming?
It's a tough game, Brownie. It's going to be a very tough game.
Up but, against Taylor Harris, eh?
What I would like to say is how our AFLW girls have actually turned around. We've had four on the trot. We've won the last four, and I'm pretty pumped to see Mimi Hill. Can I just touch on Mimi?
Yep.
She's been amazing. And the other thing I wanted to touch on was Darcy Vesio. Her 50 goals. Like, she's the first AFLW to get 50 goals. Yeah. So,
well done. Well, there's our first segment up and a go for the year. First one. So anyway, time now to go for a break and a few words from our sponsors. And when we return, we cross live to the president of the Carlton Football Club, Luke Sayers. Go Blues.
Go Baggers.
Your WA Blues are the official Western Australia supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues play live. For more information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues!
Hey Blues, Bagger's, Patrick Cripps and Darcy Vessio here from the Carlton Football Club.
Are you in the market for a new car?
Carlton's co-major partner, Hyundai, offers Blues members up to $1,000 cash back on any new Hyundai vehicle purchase.
For over 25 years, Hyundai has driven our club forward as a co-major partner, supporting us as players as well as you, our members.
From the Kona to the Palisade, there's a Hyundai vehicle to suit every Blue Bagger.
The Carlton cashback offer is available across all Hyundai dealerships in WA, so let us and Hyundai steer you in the right direction.
Terms and conditions apply. Head to www.carltonfc.com.au/Hyundai to find out more.
Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online and your competitors are stealing your customers. It's okay. Tech Tiger can help.
For professional web design, digital marketing, and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au. Tech Tiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor.
With over 20 years of experience, let Blair Buckingham, your master framer, help make your memories lasting ones with his framing expertise. An extensive range of products assures you will find what you're looking for at Master Picture Framers. Fast, friendly service and professional custom framing in all aspects answers all of your framing inquiries. Our display of original artwork is always available in our showroom, and Blue Baggers displaying their 2021 membership card can receive a 20% discount on all framing. Master Picture Framers Cannington. Come see us today.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your WA Blues. Time now to cross live to a man in the last decade has channeled his lifelong devotion to the Old Dark Navy Blues, who late last year became the 31st president of the Mighty Blues. I speak, of course, of our industrious leader, president of the Carlton Football Club, Mr. Luke Sayers. Good morning, Luke, and welcome for the first time to Breakfast with the Blues.
Yeah, good morning, Chris, and a call out to all the Blues supporters out in the beautiful WA. Looking forward to a good chat this morning.
Yes, thanks for joining us. So, Luke, just before I let the panel ask you some questions, mate, can we go right back to the beginning? Can you explain to us and the listeners when and how you come to become a Blues supporter, what it meant to you along the journey, and what it still means to you now as a very proud president of our famous club?
Yeah, so, look, we have to go back some 50-plus years, but grew up in a small country town in northern Victoria by the name of Rochester. Ended up having to come to Melbourne quite a bit from Rochi, and my great family friend lived right at Princess Park, and so notwithstanding that Dad was a Swans supporter, Mum was ambivalent from about the age of 2.5, 3 onwards, just being there and staying there often just over the back of Princess Park meant that I got along to Princess Park quite a lot and just fell in love with what Carlton stood for back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and still today have that yearning passion and love for the almighty Blues.
Brilliant, mate.
Good morning. It's Craig here. Luke, how are you?
Yeah, well, Craig.
Good. Look, a big thing that we thought in the off-season was the recruitment of Brian Cook as the CEO. What do you reckon he'll bring to the club?
Yeah, look, Cookie's just got a ton of experience, guys. You know, like, he's been in the role for some, you know, 25, 30 plus years, both with Geelong, obviously, and also with West Coast prior to that. And so he brings experience, he brings calmness and great leadership. And for anyone that knows him well, he's all about values and culture and the environment that we need to create to get the best out of everyone at the club, not just the women and men on the field, but also all the admin support and everybody around. So he's going to bring a ton of that.
Look, just with the appointment of Michael Voss as the new senior coach, and he's brought pretty much a new coaching panel with him, How have you and the board been viewing what he has done so far? Have you seen a big improvement with the with what Vossie's brought to the club?
Yeah, look, Vossie from day one, you know, he turned up. He spent, unfortunately, because he actually couldn't get back to Adelaide to be with his wife and family because of the COVID rules, but he spent about the first month really building a relationship and getting to know the players. And that was just a fantastic way to listen and learn and to start to build those bridges and those relationships with the playing list. But what he's kind of then pivoted since that first sort of 1 month of getting to know everyone is he really brings, you know, the energy, the hardness, the cultural sort of behaviours that you have to bring to the club each and every day to be at your best. And he's built, you know, in an amazing amount of time, a terrific rapport, not just with the players, but also with the coaching group more broadly and the way in which all of those coaches are playing to each other's strengths to get the best out of the playing group. So he's been amazing right since day one.
Just from your perspective, what do you want to see from the team this year?
A few more games won.
Yes, we all want that. About 23 of them.
We're looking, overall, we're looking to earn the respect back. You know, we want the respect of our fans, our supporters, the competition. We've really been working hard over the off season to set up this year to win more games and obviously earn that respect back. So very focused on that as far as kind of our game plan and the way in which Vossie wants us to play. Very competitive, good numbers around the ball. You know, a balance between offense and defense. But it's all about earning respect back to the Carlton Footy Club.
Over to you, Mel.
Yeah. Hi, Luke. It's Mel here. How are you going this morning?
Very, very well, Mel.
I just wanted to touch on, look, you've come in as a new president. You've just touched on the respect and the culture of the club. Like, and we can see, like, obviously we're diehard tragics over here, Carlton tragics, and we follow everything online, and even the looks of training, and we can see a difference in the culture and everything on field. But what's your main goals, and what do you want to achieve in your first year as being president for the club?
Yeah, look, I was very fortunate to inherit a club that had, you know, most things off the field in a really, really good position. And so as far as the club's finances, the membership base, the commercial sponsors, you know, the quality of the administrative staff around the football club, you know, most of those things were in a terrific position. And I call out, you know, all of the presidents and board members and management people that have sort of come before me. And so in that area, we really want to just continue to learn and improve and grow and push that along. The big focus is on footy, both women's and men's. And, you know, we want to win more games. We want to put ourselves in the finals contention, and ultimately we want to win premierships. And that's what the Carlton Footy Club is about. And, that's what we've been working in the off season to continue to focus as hard as we possibly can on that objective. So it is about footy under my sort of presidential term, but also continuing to build and grow those that were going terrifically well for us.
That's awesome to hear. And I just want to touch on the AFLW. I'm a massive AFLW fan. I love the girls, and I've been following it quite really closely. The girls have won the last four. How have you seen our AFLW season so far? Do you think we're still trying? We've got so many new young recruits. Do you think we're still trying to establish a strong game plan with our new recruits? And do you see who do you see as our biggest game changers, except the obvious ones like Darcy and Maddie? And
yeah, now look, the women's team had a difficult start to the year, but it is just fantastic to see them hit, you know, terrific form over the last 3 weeks. You know, I think they've won three in a row and building confidence and strength, you know, going forward. I think if you do look to your point of youth, you know, we do have the majority of the list under the age of 22.
Yeah.
And I think if you also look to who we've lost to, I don't think we've lost to a team, you know, that's not been in the top six. And so we're kind of right there on the cusp. And for us at the moment, with that young list, we just need to keep building on that game plan that Harf has put in place for us. The girls will continue to build strength and resilience and knowledge of the game plan, and I think you'll see that group really continuing to bounce up the ladder in the years to come. So we're pretty bullish on the future there, but they are just a young list at the moment, and we call that out, but they've got a lot of work. We take nothing for granted here. They've got a lot of work to do, you know, in the off-season and then heading into next year.
But, Luke, I love that. I love that we've got the young side, and we've got so many young players that we are going to go to 18 teams in the AFLW next year. Sorry.
No. Keep going, Bill.
And I think we've recruited so well to be able to be prepped and ready, and we've got so much talent moving forward.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And to your question, you know, you look at Mimi Hill and, you know, her being out for such a long period of time, and then for her to come back in and have an impact like she has over the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks is, you know, she's a superstar today, let alone what's going to happen in the future.
And talking of superstars, what about Darcy becoming the first AFLW player to reach 50 goals? How did you and the club get around her? It was such an iconic moment for AFLW and female sports.
Yeah, how good. I mean, the impact on the club as well as the broader industry impact, we obviously celebrated internally and externally. We're just very, very proud of them, just very proud of them.
And Luke, talking of being proud, you're a father of four daughters. Are there any of your girls interested in playing AFL or becoming a blue bagger?
Game changer.
I am a proud father most times of my daughters. As far as footy goes, my eldest played quite a bit when she was a teenager, but she's now hung up the boots, so to speak. And, you know, since she's joined university, my youngest two have not really picked it up. They're more in the netball and basketball camp. So each to their own, but, yeah, isn't it great what women's footy has done for pathways for young girls wanting to play that sport?
Absolutely.
Yep. Look, just want to have a chat about the redevelopment of Icon Park and how it's tracking with the redevelopment. And being a Victorian boy, mate, I used to love going to Princess Park back in the day. With the upgrading and the redevelopments, is
Craig,
there any...
excuse me, sorry to interrupt you. Icon Park.
Icon Park.
No, I said back in my day, Princess Park.
Yeah, but it's now Icon Park.
Yeah, I know, but I said back in my day, I loved going to Princess Park.
You need your book again, mate.
Okay, I cop this every. I know it's Icon Park, but I'm saying when I went, it was Princess Park. Yep. Is there any chance in the future of our men's team playing there?
None. I think it's pretty unlikely. You know, when our men's team play, you know, we want to get 50,000 plus at the games, and obviously Icon Park doesn't hold anywhere near that amount of capacity. I think it caps out at about 19,000 or 20,000. So as far as the men's games go, I think it's highly unlikely. As far as the women's go, you know, it is hopefully going to become the home of women's footy, and we'd love to pack it out with 19,000 or 20,000 supporters each and every game that we play there. So I think that's what where it'll end up.
Luke, it's actually been really good to see. Like, even last week, there was a good crowd. There was a really good crowd there. And to see the cheer squad and everyone back in force, it's just so good to see people enjoying footy again.
Yeah, look, we've had a tough couple of years, just like you guys have out west. And it's great to see sort of everybody starting to get out and about. And come Thursday night at the MCG, you know, we're hoping for 80,000 plus. You know, we're going to have tons of members there. You know, I think our membership tally, as of this week is about 73,000, members. And I think there's about 2,000, amazing members and fully paid up members from out west. And so a call out to all of our fans and members out in the west and bring on Thursday night.
Can't wait.
Mate, sorry, Luke, can I just ask, I've been asked a lot of questions from many supporters, and I know the mobile membership, I know this is not an AFL, sorry, this is an, I believe the AFL has bought this in for season 2022, not a club thing. Firstly, and the concern of people have directed at me, it's the older people that don't have smart phones with it, because you have to have the app to download your tickets. Did the club try to push back on that or try to stop it?
Look, I think there was lots of conversations amongst all the clubs and the AFL, and certainly acknowledge what you've just pointed out there. But at the end of the day, the AFL's made a call, and yeah, we get in and support as best as we can. Yeah. So that's where it's at the moment.
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate, and I've said it and I'll say it again, it was the AFL that bought this in, not the Carlton Football Club. So to all the people that have been ringing me and not happy, it was the AFL thing, not a Carlton thing, and all clubs have had to do it. And I just wanted to reiterate that, Luke.
You're a good man.
Not a problem.
No, he's not, Luke. You don't know him.
Well, actually, Luke, we're coming down, Craig and myself are actually coming down to watch the Carlton Hawthorn game. And we'll be in the President's Lunch, so we'll come up and say hello to you.
Yep.
Oh, super. Well, I look forward to meeting face-to-face. And,
yep.
And thank
you. You might regret that, Luke.
we're actually entertaining Reece Jones for the day, so...
Hang on. It'll be a good day.
It'll be a good day. Let's hope we have the win. Anyway, Luke, we better wrap it up there. Once again, on behalf of the entire WA Blues community, thank you very much for giving up your precious time and having a chat with us on our first show of the year for Breakfast with the Blues. And as we all say on this show, mate, go the Blues.
Go the Baggers.
Go the Blues. Thanks very much.
And, thanks.
We'll catch up to you in round three.
Thank you, Luke.
Too easy. Thanks, Luke. See you, mate.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Luke says, everyone. Pretty honest, pretty open and honest.
Very open and honest.
That was a really good chat.
Yeah. Yep.
I did want to bring up the mobile membership because I've had a lot of people talk about, and there's been a lot of people that are not happy with it. So anyway, just before we go to our break and we bring the hyphen in, we were scheduled to have our first event this year at the
Carlton
for the Thursday for the Tigers game. However, due to the COVID protocols that our government has brought in, where we would have had to wear masks and seated service only, and there was only a limit that the Carlisle could have, then that's the whole Carlisle Hotel, not just the area that we sit in, that the committee decided, look, we don't believe we'll get enough people there, so, and we want to make sure that when we have our function, we have good and big functions, and we have our raffles, and we've got a new initiative this year. We've actually got one of our sponsors, Barbara O'Butchers, is donating them the old meat tray. $100 meat tray.
I had some of their meat last weekend, and I tell you, it's to die for.
Yep. So look, we apologise that we had to cancel it. We just think it's the best thing to do at the moment.
Guys, just stay tuned. We'll be up and we'll be running, and everything will be posted to the Facebook page.
Everything's on the Facebook page. Everything is on the website. Our next function is round four, Sunday the 10th of April v Gold Coast at the Carlisle Hotel and Distillery. Bounce downs at 2:10 PM, and I'll make a rider and a note. WA government protocols apply for entry to the Carlisle, and let's go. Anyway, time once again to take a break and a few words from our sponsors. And when we return, We throw an Erin elbow straight into our regular segment, the Shirt Front, live with the one and only David the Hyphe and Reece Jones as we preview the upcoming game against the Tigers. Go Blues.
Go Baggers.
Your WA Blues are the official Western Australia supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here, we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues play live. For more information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues!
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialist in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark, engrave, print, identify, Charles Street, North Perth.
If it's your first home, or if it's time to renovate, refinance or invest, ICU Finance Group is here to help make it happen in residential and commercial finance. Alton D'Souza, the sole director, is someone who shops around for the best loan features that are suitable to your individual circumstances. He will manage the process from start to finish. For every loan, Alton will donate $500 to Carlton Respects. Call Alton D'Souza now on 0407 998 768, ACL 441658.
When you want the highest quality meat with friendly service and value for money, only one name should come to mind. Barbaro Butchers. It's a name renowned in WA and across Australia since 1987. Their high standards, premium products and impeccable service is what sets Barbaro Butchers ahead of the rest. Delivering the highest quality cuts of beef, pork, lamb and chicken, they can even provide catering packages to suit your needs. Drop in and see Raff and the team at 120 Cockman Road in Greenwood or call 9247 4244. Barbaro Butchers, proud supporter of Breakfast with the Blues.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by the WA Blues. It's time now to give a very warm welcome to our great mate here on Breakfast with the Blues, 1987 Norm Smith medalist, premiership hero, and the man who personifies everything that bleeding blue means as we barrel shoulder first into the short front, shirt front. Ooh, I speak, of course, of none other than the Hyphen, Mr. David Reece Jones. Good morning, David, and how are we?
Guys, yeah, we're a little bit rusty, I suppose, but looking forward to footy. 5 days we've got to. Can't wait. I actually went to the Melbourne game at Marvel Stadium, it is now, and very, very impressive. I was very happy walking out of there.
How good was Tom De Koning's grab? Did you see that one, Hyphe? Like, I was like, out of my chair.
It's funny because we're sitting there and he jumps for everything and you keep thinking, he's got to pluck one sooner or later. And
he had a few
and then he got one, so, yeah. And he's, he's a real live wire. I think he adds something really good to it. And Pitnett, I was really impressed with Pitnett too. He took it up to Maxi Gawn and that whole midfield. The thing that really impressed me was, we're the premiership midfield. When you think of Gawn, Viney, Petrarca, Oliver, they got absolutely smashed in there and the systems and the way they work and Cripple is enormous. Chera's just a huge advantage. I didn't realise how tall he was, actually. He was standing next to Mitch McGovern at one stage, and it didn't look like there was much in it. So I didn't realise he was that tall. But, very, very exciting. But we've got to keep a bit of a lid on it, I suppose, because we've...
no, we don't.
We've done this for about the last 10 years, I think.
We have, mate. Look, as you said, you were at the game, and, like, obviously you were over here watching on telly, which is harder to see and what's going on. But from what I could tell and what I could see, it was the defence, that team defence that we lacked last year. Like, when the ball was in our forward line last year, or even in midfield, it didn't seem our forwards or mids would defend, and that's how we really got scored upon last year. Whereas from what I could see from the TV, as I said, you would have had a better view, it looked like we had a team defence where everyone had, they knew where they were going, they knew what they had to do, a bit different from last year. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, exactly, and the thing that really impressed me was every time a Melbourne player got it, they were rushed. They were either tackled or it surprised Melbourne. We really surprised them. And the two little forwards, Owies and Dirt, were just terrific down forward, putting that pressure on, which you know, helps the players down the field. If you're getting pressure up the field, and it doesn't allow people to come out and pinpoint things. And you know, if we had Harry Mackay and Jack Silvani go off at half time, so we basically didn't have a forward line after half time. And I was saying to the bloke next to me, Jake Levis just going to push across the half back line, and we, you know, they really should put someone on him. But you know, being a practice match, you don't worry too much. But if we had a forward line, a decent forward line to kick it down, and Lever wasn't allowed, you know, able to do that cruising across the back, we would have beat them by 10 goals. We were dominating them, and it was, it was good to watch. And and the midfield, you know, just with Hewitt and, you know, just the addition of a few people, and you walk out of there thinking, geez, we've still got Walsh to come back too. So exciting times ahead.
Yeah. One, you actually touched on the guy that I was just going to ask you about, and that was Hewitt from Sydney. I just think he brings that extra bit of grunt in the middle, plus also his defensive side of the game. And he's pressure all the time. He just, I think it's going to be huge to have him in there with Cripper and Chira.
Yeah, and he's a big body too. And you sort of think, you know, with Cripper in there, big body, and Chira, as I said, he surprised me for the size he is, height-wise anyway. It really gives us a few more strings to our bow, and hopefully they can stay injury free, and you know, we can get our forward line. You know what we really need, and what I'm hoping for is Charlie Curnow to come back to somewhere near the form that he produced a few years back. He's had a few setbacks, but if he comes back and could start dominating games, which you know. And then you've got Harry down, you know, the Coleman medalist. Gee, it starts to look pretty ominous.
I was just going to touch on that on your thoughts with having Charlie and Harry there. You've then got Jack as that forward pressure. Then you've got these young kids like Durden, Owies, and hopefully when he comes back, Josh Honey. It's starting to look like a pretty potent forward line up there.
Yeah, well, I was looking through, just doing a quick look through the list and that, and gee, I'll tell you what, it's bloody hard to pick a team. You know, I mean, well, it's easy to pick a team, but then you look at the blokes you've left out, and you sort of think, you know, will Jack Martin get a game? Setterfield, well, you know, and there's quite a few who are going to miss out, who are, you know, probably quality players. So we've got that added depth there as well now. So, let's keep our fingers crossed and hope they pick the right team, and we can bowl over Richmond on Thursday night.
It's exciting, isn't it, Hife? Sorry, I'm just cutting in because the boys like to take over all the time here, but, you know.
We can't get a word in with you, Mel.
I've got her on the panel. She's got an L plate on. I'm teaching her the panel because, as you know, we're coming over to Melbourne to watch a game, so she needs to learn this panel. And look,
okay.
But anyway, she's going all right.
The birthday girl.
Yeah.
Now you made me forget what I was going to say.
She's gone all red. She's blushing.
Thanks, Hive. And thanks for my birthday wishes during the week as well. That was lovely. I want to touch on Sam Doherty and how amazing he's been playing in the VFL after going through everything that he has been through. How much of a spiritual impact do you think he is as a senior player to the, you know, these young guys and everything? I can't even put into words what this bloke's gone through, you know?
Yeah, well, that's it. And you look at it and you think, you know, I mean, we're talking about near-death situations here. And and to be able to, you know, not shrug it off once, but a couple of times, and then come back and be able to play good football is a testament to his character, and I'm sure it's an inspiration to all the players there, and they'd be looking at him thinking, gee, you know, if he can go through what he's been through, you know, nothing's too hard. So, you know, and hopefully they do think like that.
And do you think Vossi's approach and the culture and everything else that he's going to bring to the side, do you think that's like you were there on the field. Obviously, we can't get that through the telly, but do you see a difference?
Oh, you can see a harder edge, Adam. And as I said earlier, they were just at Melbourne. They were, Adam, putting the pressure on all the time, right from the first bounce. They just, Adam and you know, Petrarca is pretty strong around his hips. He normally can flick guys away, and he was, you know, he was tackled a few times. They just nailed him. They nailed the tackles. They put the pressure on, and no doubt that's, you know, come from the boss. And also, from what I'm gathering too, the whole coaching panel, you know, I mean, you've got Aaron Hamill back there and Hanson and a few others. So, you know, it's you're starting to hear some good things about the whole coaching panel and how it's working. And, yeah, so, I don't know. As I said before, we've been in this situation for the last 10 years, I don't bet on the football, but I've backed us for those Richmond this week. So,
yeah, I think we're all very upbeat about it, and we think we've got a good chance. I've been watching, you know, the footy, and I don't think Richmond, their whole game plan seems to be a bit of a schmozzle.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. I'm not sure about that. Hype, I'm not sure if you did see any of, I know they're practice matches, and I don't want to get too carried away with Carlton, but again, as I said, our structures look good. The depth in the centre looks amazing. And as you said, we get forwards there. Who knows? Richmond, I watched a bit of their practice match against Hawthorn down in Tassie for that match.
That's the one they got beat.
No, Richmond beat Hawthorn.
Oh, okay.
What they did is they played the three talls in the forward line, and that bolter looked pretty good. Now, I'm wondering if they'll do that again this Thursday night. And if they do, will that... Because we've lost Liam Jones, I know we've got Oscar McDonald as a fill-in, but he's not Liam Jones. How do you think we'll cope if they play the three talls there?
Yeah, look, the other one I did mention him when height wise before when I was talking about Chera, but Mitch McGovern, he was terrific. He was really good, and I don't know whether he's been talking to his brother over the summer or not, but he really chose when to spoil, when to go for marks, and he was pretty good back there, so. And he can cover that, but look, they got Grimes who's in a bit of trouble and Bloston out of there. So I dare say if Grimes doesn't play, then Bolter will have to.
I think
go
Grimes
back.
Grimes come out during the week and said he wasn't playing, ruled himself out.
Yeah, he hasn't committed 100%.
Oh, hasn't he? Oh, okay. I might have misread.
They're giving him to the last minute. They always do. But and Bloston I think's got a hamstring problem too. So that you know. They're good things from our point of view anyway.
Yeah.
One real last quick one, Hive. What do you think about us not having opening round?
Yeah, it's going to be funny having, you know, the second game sort of thing, but I've got no doubt there'll be a massive crowd there and it's going to be it'll show up the night before sort of thing. And, Melbourne can go and unfurl their flag and we can beat the Tigers the next day.
Absolutely.
It's interesting you touched on Taconi and Pitanet earlier. What's your thoughts on playing both during the year? Is it a combination that's going to work? Because I think you've got that option with Taconi of chucking him up forward.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You know, he's a live wire up forward, as we saw, and he's jumping around and bringing the ball to the deck, and we've got some... You know, Owies and Durden, these blokes doing some good crumbing work down there. So and kicking goals, more importantly. So, I definitely think you play your best players. You play, you know, if they're tall, they're small, whatever. You work around them and put pressure on the opposition. I mean, if we've got Harry McKay down there, Charlie Curnow, and they rotate through, of course, and Jack Silvani and DeConning rotating through there, you've got a pretty good mix of tools down there.
It's supposed to be a nice, fine... Is it supposed to be nice and warm on Thursday? And it'll be a big day because St. Paddy's Day before it, David, and so there'll be a few boys, there'll be a few charged up before Thursday night, the bounce down, so...
Trying to avoid the Irishman the day before then.
Mate, I can tell you, I know we can't wait. The only problem we got is we normally have a function. We've had to cancel it because of our great Premier who's put COVID protocols in. Good man, he's not. So we'll be watching it. And look, I just hope they bring that same passion, skill, team defence as they did against Melbourne, and we'll go, okay, we'll make a good account of ourselves, I think.
So, and so far, they're having a real crack, so, and that's all you can ask of the team. And good thing Paddy Cripps, we haven't mentioned him yet, but he's stellar for me. He's just, he's going to, I might even have a bet on him in the Brownlow too. second footy bet for the year.
Five, how fit does he look? He's like trim, taut and terrific.
Fit and strong, yeah. He was a ball in there. He was amazing. And kicking goals too, that was the other good thing. You know, to see him move forward and kick goals and add something down there.
Yeah, nah. Look, it's funny how we talk about everyone. We didn't even talk about Cripper. No. So that is a good sign if building the depth if we haven't talked about him until the end. Anyway, mate, we better wrap it up. Mate, first show back for the year. I'm glad you've jumped on board again because I know that Mel's putting a fan up.
I just hope you and the family are well, Hife.
All good. Yeah,
how's the dog?
Back
to normal, Danny. The dog's here. He's barking his head off.
Hey,
my neighbour's awake.
Hey, Hife, are you coaching the Vic team down in Tassie in a couple of weeks, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
what happened?
Coaching the... Yeah, the Vic All-Stars, I think they call them, against Tasmania. So, it's always... And it's the first one they've had for about 3 years, I think, so...
Because of COVID.
Yeah, good to get back to normal again.
No, it's all good. All right, mate. Well, you take care. Once again, thank you very much on behalf of all the WA Blue Baggers over here. And as always, mate, go Blues.
Go Blues.
Go the mighty Blues. Okay.
Cheers, Hife.
Thanks, Hife. See you, Hife.
I love talking to Hife. Hang on. I've got... Mel, press those last two buttons at the end.
Oh, yep.
And hang up the phone. Sorry, I've got Mel. She's learning the panel. Sorry, all, because I'm going down to Victoria soon because I want to watch the mighty Blue Jackets. Anyway, so look, Hife, love him.
Great.
Always says it the way it is.
Yep.
We could have kept going. I don't know what you do, Mel. Just leave it. Don't have to do anything. Great show. We'll be wrapping up soon. I just want to just touch on again. The first function, hopefully it'll be on the Sunday via the Gold Coast at the Carlisle Hotel on Sunday the 10th of April. 210 bounce down, get there earlier. And what we're going to have this year is our end-of-season raffle is going to be amazing this year. So they're $10 a ticket when you're there. You'll be able to purchase them. First prize is the 1995 Premiership Players from WA signed jumper by Earl Sporting and Matt Clappe. Beautifully custom framed by, of course, Blair and Maria Buckingham from Master Picture Framers Cannington. Second prize is from our major sponsors, Hyundai WA. Two seats as guests of Hyundai in the Hyundai VIP suite at RAC Arena. Not bad.
I'll take it.
And then we've got runner-up prizes. We've got $500 cash donated by Allmark and Associates.
I could do with that.
$400 voucher donated by Master Picture Framers Cannington. $250 voucher donated by Barbaro Butchers. So remember...
Do you want to borrow my book, mate? Hey, borrow my book?
So, yeah, $10.
Oh, he had to get one in there, didn't he?
Also, too, and look, I hope we're out of these restrictions by the time we're playing Freo over here, because we've got a big function lined up for that day.
23rd of April is in the diary.
At the Camfield Hotel. We'll be in that room we're normally in. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called the Hall. That's what it's called.
Yep.
Let me tell you, raffle prize will be Patrick Cripps signed jumper with a certificate of authenticity.
Ooh.
Custom framed, of course, by Blair and Maria Buckingham. Ooh. Must be framed.
I can do with that.
No, my niece wants that.
Tickets will be $5 each or 3 for $10, and we'll be having an auction. And the auction will be, we've got to do it, it'll be a signed Eddie Betts jumper. Certificate of authenticity, again framed by Blair and Maria.
Ooh. Hope I win lotto.
So let's hope that they let us...
Go ahead.
Restrictions are gone and all that. So, yeah, keep an eye on our website. Keep an eye on our Facebook. Mate, great show. First one up.
Yeah, it was good.
Show number 81.
Great
done
to be
and
back,
dusted.
Guys.
Awesome.
We also got to thank our great mate David Rees-Jones and special guests. And, of course, president of the Carlton Football Club, Luke Sayers. So keep listening to 91.3 Sport FM. And, as always, go Blues. Blues.
Go the Baggers.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous old dog.